This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese property conglomerate Evergrande, with which we are all by now, I think, reasonably familiar, had an $84 million bond interest payment due today. And as of this moment, it's not actually clear whether that coupon got paid, which is bad in and of itself, and bad also in a bigger way, because $84 million ain't but a tiny slice of the $300 billion in debt that Evergrande is carrying. Sabri was telling us the other day that American financial markets don't have much direct exposure here. But over in China, that is a whole nother question. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak sent us this from Shanghai.
Evergrande is among the top three property developers in China, and it got there by borrowing a lot. Wang Dan is Hang Seng Bank's chief economist for China.
Many people had believed somehow Evergrande could walk out their debt problem without a huge risk.
Because real estate prices seem to go up endlessly, says Yi Xianrong, another economist. Then came a series of shocks.
Evergrande has 1,300 projects in 280 cities. Most of them are in smaller cities, and sales in these places have been dropping. At the same time, local governments didn't allow housing prices to decrease to attract more buyers.
Meanwhile, Chinese regulators have made it much tougher for developers like Evergrande to borrow. The firm doesn't have enough cash to repay its loans or pay construction workers to finish some 600,000 apartments, and they're already pre-sold. Again, Hang Seng Bank's Wang Dan.
These are housing for about 2 million people. Many of those buyers are just ordinary people who borrowed mortgages and their parents supported or their relatives supported.
Evergrande also owes investors who bought its wealth management products, including its own employees like Liu Yunting. He tells a local TV station he was pressured by the company to invest to keep the firm afloat.
I invested $77,000. My parents and my in-laws together put in $200,000.
Investors and homebuyers have held small protests at Evergrande offices. But this is not a Lehman Brothers-type crisis, says economist Wang Dan.
If the government has to go the extra mile to stabilize a society, in this case, those home buyers, they would totally do so.
Overseas bondholders, though, might be at the bottom of the Chinese government's priorities. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.